April 18th, 1906. California's San Andreas Fault snaps, shaking San Francisco for nearly 60 terrifying seconds. When the trembling stops, the disaster is only beginning. Gas lines rupture, setting off massive fires. Some 700 people die. Most of the city is reduced to ruins. Earthquakes occur when masses of rock suddenly shift below the Earth's surface. Hundreds of little earthquakes shake the planet every day, but most pass unnoticed. They usually occur along the boundaries of the thin plates that cover the Earth like an eggshell. When the plate's motion is blocked, stress builds up. Finally, the fault gives way. The stiff upper lip is a state of mind, signifying determination and strength, a lid to keep on your emotions, and a refusal to lose your head. It's the surest way an Englishman distinguishes himself from more emotive nations. Americans, Italians, Celts, and of course, the French. But as with many a thing that has traditionally been considered 100% English, the G&T, the umbrella, the cup of tea, Chelsea FC, and the House of Windsor, the stiff upper lip is nothing of the sort. And no one embodies this notion of Britishness like Captain Lawrence Oates.
"I'm just going outside, and maybe some time," he famously said, before leaving his tent to acquire a frozen stiff upper lip, lower lip, and indeed everything else.